Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In the Bulgarian National Radio, 80 years in 80 weeks, 1965, how the Golden Orpheus Festival was created. The festival called Songs About the Bulgarian Black Sea Coast was held for the first time in 1965 in the seaside resort of Sunny Beach. 2 years later, it was renamed to become the Golden Orpheus. Alongside the Bulgarian pop song competition, the festival's rules and regulations included an international singing contest. The event quickly grew to be one of the best-known and most prestigious European competitions, became a member of the International Federation of Festival Organizations, and did a great deal to popularize Bulgarian songs abroad. For dozens of years, the Golden Orpheus offered a stage to singers who have left their mark in the world history of popular music. Some of the contemporary Bulgarian legends, like Bogdana Karadočeva, Lili Ivanova, Камелия Тодорова, Нели Рангелова, are holders of the Golden Orpheus Grand Prix. The laureates from abroad include names like Jennifer, France, Alla Pugachova, Russia, Farah Maria, Cuba. In their heyday, some of the legendary stars of the 1970s and 1980s took part in the festival as honorary guests: Josephine Baker, Gilbert Bécaud, Adamo, Albano and Romina Power, Toto Cutugno, Boy George, Philip Kirkorov. These are just some of the names that have carved out the history of the Golden Orpheus. But let us go back to the beginning, to 1965. You shall hear the voices of two of the first participants in the festival, as well as unique recordings of the award-winning songs. Here now is one of them, Pani Eva, music Atanas Buyajiev, lyrics Bogumil Gudev. And the voice belongs to Kirill Semov, in the rhythm of Bossa Nova, extremely popular at the time. Eva is a foreign girl who comes to Bulgaria, falls in love with the beautiful country, but also finds her Adam.
Sedna čuždenka, pani Eva, посетихме наскоро кресла. След той пещерата край плеве двама пихме брудерша. Изкачвахме шипка с нея, из Търново скитахме дълго пешко. Не се върви чуден изгрев, свят народ. Тъй влюби се Ева, но Ленов не знам моя. С любов, пани Ева, дари черноморския бряг. Но Ева тогава заплака за морето, може би. Тогава на Ева реши любовта ти да дам. Така пани Ева намери и рай я дам.
The first director of the Golden Orpheus was Genko Genov. He was a pianist, a man with flair and great managerial skills. In 1965, Genko Genov started out as a musicologist at the Balkan Tourist State Tourist Agency. The idea to hold a contest, Songs About the Bulgarian Black Sea Coast in Sunny Beach, belonged to him. The pre-selection shortlisted more than 50 songs by Bulgarian authors, something unheard of at the time. Unfortunately, there is little oral evidence of the festival's beginning kept at the BNR's Golden Fund audio archives. Here is what journalist Bogumil Nonev, one of the Bulgarian National Radio's directors for many years, remembers. Talking about the advertising department at Radio Sofia, as the BNR was then called, Bogumil Nonev gives a list of the National Radio's partners back in 1965.
Радио събитие от това време, това беше Златния Орфей. Златния Орфей беше създаден от Тодоров.
That year there was one more radio event, the Golden Orpheus, created by the director of Balkan Tourist. One day he came to tell me he wanted the festival to gain more popularity. So I agreed to the radios taking part in it. At the time, the tourist agency had money and paid all royalties. We took part in the coverage of the event, Bogumil Nonov says. Composer Angel Zaborski is holder of the first prize in 1965 for his song Kalyakra. The lyrics relate a Bulgarian legend about 40 maidens captured by the Ottoman invaders who chose to throw themselves into the sea, led by the prettiest and bravest among them, Kalyakra.
Една звезда трепти над твоето рамо. Текста на тази песен беше написана от редакторите в литературна редакция на Радио София, Слава Семирова и Емилия Захариева.
The lyrics of this song were written by the editors from Radio Sofia's literary department, Slava Semirova and Emilia Zakharieva, Angel Zabarski says. I was so happy that a song of mine had won first place at the Songs About the Bulgarian Black Sea Coast. And for a long time afterwards it was very popular and was played many times over by Radio Sofia. To my mind, Mimi Nikolova is one of our top singers. The songs she has performed have gone down as the best in Bulgarian history, and I was honoured to have her sing my song. It was the first work I had composed for these instruments, harp, strings. And Emil Gheorgheev, the prominent conductor, presented it in the best way possible. We shall end our story of the Golden Orpheus Festival with Love of a Ship's Boy, a song that won the Audience Award at Songs About the Bulgarian Black Sea Coast 1965. Music, Josif Tsankov, performed by Margret Nikolova.
Сирена звучи, вълните достигат брега в лъчи. Момичето плаче на стария кей, а слънцето скача в косата и грей. Юнга, Юнга, не тръгвай сега, Юнга, Юнга, подай ми ръка. Юнга, Юнга, пред дългия път, двете очи ще те спра. Ла, 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 ла. Юнга, Юнга, пред дългия път, двете очи ще те спра.
In the Bulgarian National Radio, 80 years in 80 weeks, we took you back to 1965, how the Golden Orpheus Festival was created.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.